Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 30, Chapter entitled The Activities of the Prachetas, Text Number 8. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, "My dear sons of the King, I am very much pleased by the friendly relationships amongst you. All of you are engaged in one occupation, devotional service. I am so pleased with your mutual friendship that I wish you all good fortune. Now you may ask a benediction of me." Purport. Since the sons of King Prachini Barhishat were all united in Krishna consciousness, the Lord was very pleased with them. Each and every one of the sons of King Prachini Barhishat was an individual soul, but they were united in offering transcendental service to the Lord. The unity of the individual souls attempting to satisfy the Supreme Lord or rendering service to the Lord is real unity. In the material world, such unity is not possible. Even though people may officially unite, they all have different interests. In the United Nations, for instance, all the nations have their particular national ambitions, and consequently they cannot be united. Disunity between individual souls is so strong within this material world that even in a society of Krishna consciousness, members sometimes appear disunited due to their having different opinions and leaning towards material things. Actually, in Krishna consciousness, there cannot be two opinions. There is only one goal, to serve Krishna to one's best ability. If there is some disagreement over service, such disagreements is to be taken as spiritual. Those who are actually engaged in the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot be disunited in any circumstance. This makes the Supreme Personality of Godhead very happy and willing to award all kinds of benedictions to His devotees, as indicated in this verse. We can see that the Lord is immediately prepared to award all benedictions to the sons of King Prachini Barhishat. Hare Krishna. So this is a beautiful verse and purport by Srila Prabhupada, one of the classic verses and purports which are often quoted by devotees for the principle of unity and cooperation in Krishna consciousness. So today I'll be speaking about the principle of community and what's the idea of the community of devotees in Krishna consciousness. In the 10th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, when Lord Brahmaji, he sees Krishna manifest His 400 form after the Brahma Vimohan Leela. So at that point, a beautiful verse comes when the entire vision of Vrindavan is given to Brahmaji. At that point, he sees that Vrindavan is a place which is free from all kinds of hunger, thirst, and there is total unity amongst all the souls. And Brahmaji is completely stunned to see that vision. And therefore, the whole idea of Vrindavan is where each and every soul is united in their service to Krishna. They have one goal, one center, Krishna consciousness. All the Brajavasis are constantly absorbed in thinking about how we can serve and please Krishna. Iti nandadeya gopa Krishna rama katha muda kurvanti ramamanascha navindan bhavavedana. Vrindavan is continuously attacked by various demons, But the Brajavasis are constantly absorbed in hearing and chanting about Krishna's glories. And in this way, they forget all their individual miseries because their mind is focused on pleasing and serving Krishna. And therefore, the community of devotees in Sri Vrindavan Dham, they have only one absorption: how we can serve, how we can please Krishna. And Vraj means movement. So therefore we are in the Krishna consciousness movement, and what is continuously moving in Sri Vrindavan Dham is the desires of the Brajavasis, the desires of the devotees. They are in constant movement every moment to align with Krishna's desire and reciprocate with Krishna's desire, because Krishna's desire is so dynamic. And therefore the Brajavasis are constantly adjusting their desires to reciprocate with Krishna's desires. Yavat ragade astena yavat karagraham graham yavat mohongri nigado tavat Krishna na tejanaha. So in India there are 700,000 villages. And what makes Brajbhumi Vrindavan, this village, so special? Practically every village in India has farmland, agriculture land, cows, other cattle, milk, milk products, agrarian economy, huts, all kinds of, you know, activities which villagers do. So what makes Vrindavan so worshipable? What makes devotees remember Sri Vrindavan Dham and glorify the Brajavasis repeatedly over several centuries? Because if it was all a matter of being a special village, what makes the village special? It's that every resident's desire is perfectly in tune with Krishna, and they only exist simply to please Krishna. They are in the mood of being a servant, where the opinion, the desire, the will of the master is carried by each one of the residents upon their head, and that takes a priority over everything else in their lives. And therefore Brahmaji is glorifying the Vrajavasis by saying, Yavat ragadayastenaha, if we have all kinds of desires but they are not centered around Krishna, these desires act as thieves. Yavat kara graham graham, and if our houses do not have Krishna as the center of existence, then that house, graham, becomes kara graham. Kara graham does not mean a graham with a car. Kara graham means jail or a prison house. So when Krishna is the center of the house, Grihe Krishna Bhaji More Kora Ashirvade Nilachale Asiana Tomara Prasade. Mahaprabhu is begging the blessings of Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, saying that I am going to South India. Please give your blessings that I can come back, return back amongst all the devotees here. So Srila Prabhupada mentions in that purport that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a sannyasi. And why is a sannyasi seeking blessings of a grihastha? Because Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya was worshipping Krishna with sincerity, considering Krishna's worship and Krishna's will to be supreme and the center of his existence and life. And therefore, here he says, Tavat mohongri nigado. And if in the absence of Krishna consciousness, if under the influence of false ego we start thinking that we are great, so that illusion acts as shackles in our feet. Tavat Krishna na tejanaha. And therefore bhakti is defined as Bhagavat bhaktitah sarvam iti utsrajya vidherapi kainkaryam Krishna padaika ashrayatvam sharanagati. What is sharanagati? What is surrender? That is represented by each and every devotee of Vraj. And what is that? It is described here, Ashrayatvam Sharanagati. Accepting shelter of Krishna is surrender or sharanagati, and gati means movement. So the process of accepting shelter is not like a destination. Moment to moment, our desires have to align with Krishna's desire. And that effort is the process of bhakti. So therefore, three things are mentioned as aspects of sharanagati. Bhagavat bhaktita sarvam iti utsrijya kainkaryam. First, to accept Krishna's servitude as one's life's existence goal. Second, to attain Krishna's lotus feet and service to Krishna's lotus feet. Bhagavat bhaktita sarvam. To understand that the only process of attaining that is through the process of bhakti. And thirdly, iti utsrijya vidherapi. To attain that, one is willing to give up all other activities, even compromise other shastric injunctions which may oppose the practice of bhakti, which may come as an impediment to the execution of bhakti. So, kainkaryam krishna padaika ashrayatvam sharanagati. And therefore, sharanagati is represented by four principles. As when Vibhishan jumps from Lanka and takes shelter of Lord Ram, he is accompanied by four demon associates. And these four demon associates, they actually represent the four elements of surrender. The first is akinchanatvam. A devotee feels that I have nothing except Krishna. Second is ananyagatitvam. A devotee feels I have no other shelter to accept except Krishna. Nowhere else to go. Third is shakti. One acknowledges Krishna's supreme power. And four is saralta. One acknowledges Krishna's simple-hearted good nature, where without knowing much details about the person and without doing a background check, Krishna is willing to establish a relationship with anyone and everyone who comes and takes his shelter. And therefore, during Vibhishan Sharanagati, Sugriva is very conservative and is warning Lord Ramchandra, do not accept Vibhishan because he is the brother of Ravan. And at that point, Lord Ram becomes very angry with Sugriva. And he says that, Vibhishanova Sugrivo Yadiva Ravana Swayam. My dear Sugriva, what to speak of, Vibhishan. Even if Ravan is standing there outside, bring him. Because if anyone takes my shelter, he says, Sakrad eva prapanno yastavasmi iti yache. Abhayam sarvada tasmai dadami etat vratam mama. If someone comes to me and accepts even once I am yours, the Lord says, I am willing to give them abhaydan forever. So therefore, the whole principle of community is that we are trying to lead the lives of the Brajavasis in Sri Vrindavan Dham, and that has been the model which Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given to all of us. Aradhya Bhagavan Brajesha Tanyastad Dham Vrindavanam Ramya Kachit Upasana Brajavadu Vargena Vakalpita. That our worshipable Lord is Nandanandan of Vrindavan. The process is the process of worship followed by the Brajavasis. And that's the reason why Srila Prabhupada established these temples and had deities of Radha Krishna being installed, so that the community of devotees centered around these deities could try to model in their own lives the attitude, the mood, the bhav of the Brajavasis of Sri Vrindavan. And therefore, that's the basis or the understanding of the community. So that's the first principle of a community, that the center of our consciousness is Krishna. Krishna becomes the center of our existence. And so, tadastume natas bhuri bhaga bhavitra vanyatra tuvatirascham yenaha mekopi bhavat jananam bhutva nisheve tava pada pallavam. Brahmaji, who is actually the most powerful person in the whole creation, the creator of everyone and everything, after he commits an offense against Lord Krishna in Vrindavan, he is begging in the 14th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto, that my dear Lord, my only aspiration in future is, bhavetra vanyatra tuva tirascham, in this life or in the next life, in whatever condition I may be born, even amongst animal species, yenaham ekopi bhavat jananam bhutva nishive. May I simply be born in the association of your devotees, so that I constantly get satsang of the Vaishnavas, and I am able to actually place the dust of the lotus feet of the devotees upon my head, worship them, and accept their instruction and order and their will as my life and soul. Bhutva nisheve tava pada pallavam, and may the remembrance of your lotus feet be the ornament which decorates my mind constantly. And in this way, Brahmaji, who is such a powerful exalted personality, is completely absorbed in trying to be the servant of the Lord, understanding that he has made a mistake because of thinking that I am so great. And so here, the first principle of the community is to accept Krishna as the center of one's consciousness. Like that, when I was doing a program in California many years ago, this was in the Laguna Beach Temple, I met one, I was doing kirtan, and then someone just walked up to me, and the face seemed familiar, and he looked at me and said, do you recognize me? And I was trying to remember who he was, and then suddenly it clicked that, he was with me in college, in IIT. And then I looked at him and said, yes, I remember, you were in IIT with me. And I saw that he had a kanti mala, he had a tilak and everything. So then he started saying that, when we were in college, you would come to my room to preach. So we had a system that whoever was coming to our program regularly, and anyone was chanting one round, so we would go and give them prasadam to them during the week. So the minimum qualification required was chanting one round. So they became eligible for receiving that prasadam. So I would go to his room and give that prasadam. And, he would never chant more than one round. And I was trying to get him to chant two rounds, four rounds, whatever. And he told me that with one round I am getting prasad, why should I chant more? So I remembered, he was not so interested in Krishna consciousness, so I was curious what happened. So he said that actually he used to come and tell me material world is place of misery, material world is, not a place to actually experience joy. But I was always thinking that, you are frustrated. And because of that, you are always looking at things in life through that lens of frustration. And I thought, okay, I'll go to America. That's the place of joy. So then I came to America and I, signed up for MS. But then I realized this is also misery. So then someone told me, no, do PhD. If you do PhD, you'll experience joy. So then I registered for a PhD. I was feeling dissatisfied there also. Then someone said, after PhD, once you start job, the ecstasy will begin. So I started doing the job, still the dissatisfaction was there, then someone said, get married. I got married, all my doubts are over now. And so I'm wondering, whatever was told I did, but I'm not experiencing, that joy. So that Gita which you gave me in college, I picked it up. And then I went through the Gita, and then I read, material world is not a place of, joy, it is a place of misery. I kind of understood that, checked out which is the nearest ISKCON temple, got connected. And, now he was initiated disciple of Loknath Maharaj. So I told him that sometimes prasadam takes 14 years to digest. So I was preaching to him way back in 92, and this was 2006. So the association of devotees is actually meant to create that transformation in our consciousness. Because for millions of lifetimes, the conditioned soul has been thinking that I am the center of this universe. And so, Kangalera bhojan ranga dekhe gaura hari, hari bola boli tare upadesh kuri. So Mahaprabhu, when he sees the poor people eating prasadam in Jagannath Puri at the Balagandi during the Rathyatra, Mahaprabhu tells them that chant the holy names. Jeev Krishnadas Evishwas Karlyar Dukhanai. Material adjustment is not going to create any transformation in your experience. The ultimate experience will transform only when you accept that I am Krishnadas Evishwas. Then all the dukkha and misery will stop. And therefore, till the time one accepts Krishna's servitude as one's life and soul, one will not experience that change. One will not experience that difference. And therefore, this is the first principle of community, that Radha Gokulananda is the center of the community. And we are now trying to adjust all of our desires in relationship with the Lord's desires. When Arjuna, he experienced that Krishna has left the planet. Arjuna was defeated by infidel cowherd boys. And then Arjuna came there and Yudhishthir saw his face, and Yudhishthir could understand that Arjuna is in a shocked state. Yudhishthir asks him, what is the problem? And Arjuna says, Vanchitoham Maharaja Harina Bandhurupina Yename Apahartam Tejo Deva Vismapanam Mahat. That all the powers which were endowed upon me, those powers which astonished even the 33 crore demigods, Vanchitoham, all those powers have been snatched away mercilessly from me in one moment, because I thought those are my powers. But endowment and withdrawal of powers happen by the grace of the Lord. And therefore, we should not feel proud of borrowed plumes. And so, Krishna simply gives certain powers so that we can use those powers in His service. And whenever He wills, He can take away those powers. Vanchitoham Maharaja Harina Bandhurupina. My dear friend Krishna, He gave me those powers. I was the most powerful warrior. But now, yename apahritam tejo, all that teja, all that power is gone. Deva vismapanam mahat, that power which could astonish and stun the biggest demigods is gone. So therefore, we should realize that Krishna gives us some opportunity to use the powers which He has given to us, so that we accept Krishna as the center of our existence, and with great humility try to offer those powers in His service. In Mahabharata, Yudhishthir Maharaj was in a battle with Karna, and Karna attacked Yudhishthir Maharaj so badly that Yudhishthir Maharaj, he left the battlefield and came back to his own camp. Arjuna was searching for Yudhishthir Maharaj. Arjuna could not find Yudhishthir and he became filled with panic. And he came back to the camp, and when Arjuna saw that Yudhishthir Maharaj, you know, was safe, Arjuna was pacified. When Yudhishthir saw Arjuna, he said, Arjun, I'm sure you must have killed Karna and come. And Arjuna said, no, I have not killed Karna. I just left the battlefield because I was fearful where you are. And at that point, Yudhishthir Maharaj becomes very angry and he chastises Arjuna and says, Arjuna, I thought you are a bona fide Kshatriya, but looks like you are a coward. Arjuna feels bewildered. Why is Yudhishthir Maharaj chastising me? And then Yudhishthir Maharaj did not stop there. And he said, Arjuna, I always thought that you will be fighting for Dharma. But looks like you do not have the power to defeat Karna. You have run away out of fear. So Arjuna was feeling a little angry, because he is also Kshatriya, and he couldn't handle this. But he decided, okay, let me tolerate. And then Yudhishthir Maharaj went one step ahead and he said, Arjuna, I always felt that your Gandiva is a very powerful bow, but looks like in spite of having the Gandiva, this Gandiva is useless and powerless. Arjuna takes his Gandiva, puts the arrow on the Gandiva, points at Yudhishthir and tells Krishna, who is standing right next to him, that, my dear Lord, I had taken a vow that anyone criticizes my Gandiva, I will kill him. Because Yudhishthir criticized the Gandiva, I am going to kill him now. And Krishna is bewildered, thinking that I spoke the Gita so that he kills the Kauravas, not his own brother. So Krishna now is in a difficulty. So Krishna is bewildered. Both the brothers are in his major conflict. And so Krishna looks at Arjuna and says, Arjuna, why are you getting so excited? You want to kill Yudhishthir, right? Arjuna says, yes. So Krishna says, there are different ways of killing people according to Shastra. So Arjuna says, I have learnt only one from Dronacharya. What other way of killing is there? Krishna says, if you criticize someone, that criticism is equal to killing him. So you criticize Yudhishthir. So Arjuna likes the idea. He keeps the bow and arrow aside, starts criticizing Yudhishthir Maharaj. All the various memories he had in the past, which he had not brought out. You know, he just started pouring all of that out. And for half an hour he was criticizing. After he spoke all those criticism, he immediately fell down at Yudhishthir Maharaj's feet and started crying that, what I have done, I have committed such a major mistake, I have committed such an offense. And then he takes a sword and tells Krishna, I committed this major offense, I am going to kill myself now. So Yudhishthir is thinking, Krishna is thinking, what is going on here with Arjuna? So Krishna says, Arjuna, just like there are different ways of killing others, there are different ways of committing suicide also. And Arjuna said, oh, what is that? I didn't know. So Krishna says, another way of committing suicide is you glorify yourself. So Arjuna said, oh really? That is equivalent to suicide? He said, yes, glorify yourself. So Arjuna starts glorifying that all my brothers were useless. I was the only one who could actually get Draupadi's hand. Still I was so magnanimous, I shared with everybody. Jai Shri Radha Gokulanand Bhagwan ki. So there is a very interesting episode. Arjuna is going on glorifying himself for half an hour. And then Krishna stops and said, enough. You know, this is equivalent to killing yourself. And then Krishna actually adjusts this conflict between Arjuna and Yudhishthir. So interestingly, in the Mahabharata, there is not a single instance where the Kauravas have any difference of opinion. They always seem to be united. But the Pandavas seem to have differences now and then. And Krishna would always jump in at the right moment to adjust those differences of opinion. And so here, the second principle in a community is that even though we may keep Krishna in the center, there may be differences. So it's always important to consult. So to consult senior devotees, to consult others, to consult someone who can actually put us in contact with what needs to be done in that particular situation, because things may be dynamic. And therefore, it's extremely important for us to have this principle of consultation. And therefore, even when Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going towards South India, he's consulting his associates. And Nityananda Prabhu is telling him, Tumar dui hastabaddha namaganane jalapatra bahirvasa vahibe kemone. Then, my dear Lord, you are going to South India, your hands are going to be engaged in chanting. Please, you take a servant with you. Take a devotee with you who will actually, you know, assist you at all points of time. When Gargacharya comes to give the, Vasudev sends Gargacharya to give the Namkaran ceremony for Krishna. So, at that time, Nanda Maharaj, he welcomes him and says that I have been waiting for you so that you can come and give Krishna his name. Of course, at that time, the name is not yet given. So he says, Mahat vichalanam rinam grihinam dina chetasam nishreyasaya bhagavan kalpate na anyata kachit. That great souls, they travel so that they can actually give their blessings and mercy to others. And therefore, at that point, Gargacharya warns Nanda Maharaj that you want me to give Krishna or your son the name, but you should know that if you engage me in this service, there is a big risk factor for Krishna. And what is that? He says, Yaduna maham acharya khyatascha bhuvi sarvada. Sutam maya sanskritaste tad manye devaki sutam. That I am famous as the acharya of the Yadavas. And because I am famous in Mathura as the priest of the kings, if the news spreads that Gargacharya came to do name-giving ceremony in a small village in Gokul, Kamsa may become suspicious that probably this is Devaki Sutam. And therefore, I can be engaged in the service, but if I perform this service, which is a great honor, that the Supreme Personality of Godhead's name-giving ceremony was performed by Gargacharya, it is a matter of great honor and pride for anyone who gets such an opportunity. But more than the honor of that opportunity to serve, I am more concerned about the fact that me performing that service may jeopardize Krishna's security. And therefore, knowing these facts, do you still want me to perform this ceremony? Do you still want me to perform that service? And therefore we can see that Gargacharya's character was so pure and free from duplicity, and he was so sincere that he was putting all the different facts right in front of Nanda Maharaj. And Nanda Maharaj immediately, he says that actually we will perform this name-giving ceremony in a very secluded place, in the cowshed barn, and that's where we will do that. But I still want you to perform this ceremony. And so, evam samprarthito vipra. So, because he was repeatedly asked, therefore, Gargacharya, he then performed that seva. So therefore, this is a very beautiful section in the 10th canto, where Gargacharya is being asked to perform this service, but still, he is actually giving his consultancy to Nanda Maharaj, that if you engage me, this is how it can affect. So it's not that he is eager to jump in and perform that, but he is considering all the pros and cons of what will be most beneficial to Krishna and not. So therefore, this is a very important point, that we always have devotees to consult. And however senior we may be, we should always remember that we are all here to serve Krishna, and the interests of Krishna is the most important. And therefore, to preserve and protect those interests, whatever needs to be done, we should be willing to do that. Like Prabhupada's one disciple, His Holiness Gaur Govinda Swami Maharaj, when he was in Bhuvaneshwar, so Prabhupada was, you know, asking him, how is the Srimad Bhagavatam translation going on? And he said that, you know, I'm so busy doing management, you know, the progress is very slow. Prabhupada said, you should complete the Bhagavatam fast, translate it into Odia language. So he said, but Prabhupada, there's nobody here to manage, what to do? So Prabhupada said, we should have somebody else to manage. You focus more on translating. He said, there's nobody here. So Prabhupada saw one devotee. You know, he was from New York and he was going back to New York. So Prabhupada said, we will make him the manager. So Gaur Govind Maharaj said, I can't say that, you tell him. So Prabhupada called for him. So this devotee came, he offered obeisances to Prabhupada. And Prabhupada said, I have a service for you. He said, yes, Srila Prabhupada. He said, I want you to stay here and manage this place in Bhuvaneshwar. This devotee got a shock. Because his, you know, he said, Prabhupada, my ticket is booked for tomorrow to New York. I'm going to New York. Prabhupada said, no, we can change that. He said, but Prabhupada, you know, the weather doesn't suit me here. Prabhupada said, only when you stay longer it will suit you. And he said, but, you know, the diet and everything, I can't adjust with this. My digestion is not good. Prabhupada said, I'll tell you what to eat, what not to eat. Just follow that. Your health will be perfect. Said, Prabhupada, they have started a new department specially for me in New York. I have to go and take it over. Prabhupada said, I'll have someone else take over. Don't worry. So he was running out of ideas. So he said, Prabhupada, I can't get along with the local GBC. Prabhupada said, today I changed the GBC. So then, you know, he didn't know what to say, so he used the final Brahmastra. He said, I am so busy morning till night that I do not get time to chant my 16 rounds. At least if I go there, I'll chant my rounds properly. Prabhupada said, if you're busy morning till night, even if you don't chant 16 rounds, it's okay. So he got totally bewildered. He said, Prabhupada, what should I do? I already told you, stay here and manage this place. So therefore, many times we have our plans, and our plans may not match with what Krishna has in store for us. And therefore, in Vrindavan, Krishna is demonstrating through the Brajavasis that how Krishna has attracted and enchanted their hearts so much that they are willing to give themselves totally to Krishna and change their plans accordingly. And that's the essence of the Govardhan Leela. Because Govardhan Leela, before that Indra Puja was happening since ages. And thanks to Indra Puja, all their necessities were being taken care. Vrindavan was perfectly peaceful. And then Krishna suddenly told them, stop Indra Puja, start Govardhan Puja. Because of Krishna's recommendation to worship Govardhan instead of Indra, the entire Vrindavan was attacked like never before. And they were completely filled with anxiety. All the properties of the Brajavasis was lost. Whatever the Brajavasis held as their own was taken away. And so the essence of the Govardhan Leela is, Krishna is saying that, do not come for a relationship with me to take care of your necessities to increase your comfort. So therefore, if you want to increase your comfort, even Indra Puja is sufficient. But if you are coming and taking my shelter, it is not to increase your comfort, it is to increase your faith and increase your Shraddha. And therefore, if you are looking at increasing your faith in me, then you can come and take my shelter. And therefore, under that Giriraj Govardhan, all the Brajavasis were standing there. And practically all of their property was finished and destroyed, but their mind was totally focused on Krishna in the present. And they were not even thinking that when this rain will stop and what has happened to all of our properties and what we will do after the rain stops. These were not thoughts which they had in their mind. And so Krishna was demonstrating through the Brajavasis the highest level of absorption which they were demonstrating. So therefore, the third aspect of a community is that we give credit to others. We give credit to the other Vaishnavas. We give credit to Krishna. And that's a very important aspect. That although the Brajavasis, they go through various difficulties, they do not blame Krishna. Their heart is filled with gratitude and they simply give Krishna the credit for giving them an opportunity to serve him in all circumstances. So through every pastime in Vrindavan, Krishna is trying to make us an offer. Okay, I offer you the opportunity to serve and have a relationship with me, and then there is the offer of a life of comfort and peace. So which is more dear to you? So Brajavasis are those devotees who choose Krishna's service over any kind of other comfort and peace. So when they get an opportunity to serve Krishna, they are willing to pay the price of any kind of distress. And so is the pastime of Bali Maharaj. When Bali Maharaj is punished, he says to Vamandev, Pumsam shlaghetamam manye, Dandam arhatta marpitam, yamna pata pita brata surdascha dishantihi. That in the history of creation, many people have punished their dependents. A father may have punished the son, a master may have punished the servant, but my dear Lord, the way you have punished me, nobody has punished anyone before. Pumsam shlaghyatamam manye, But I consider this punishment which has been given to by you to me as most worshipable. Shlaghyatamam means worshipable. Dandam arhattam arpitam. This is to be glorified, this is to be worshipped. That punishment which has come through you to me is most worshipable. Why? Because it is coming from Krishna. Therefore, yamna mata pita brata suhrdascha dishanti hi. So therefore, Bali Maharaj is saying that, my dear Lord, if on one hand there is material comfort which is given, right? If, you know, we have two options, relationship with anyone in this world, right? But that which gives pleasure and joy, and relationship with Krishna, and that gives so much of distress. So therefore, the first option is you get comfort without Krishna, and the second option is you get distress, but in a relationship with Krishna. So which one will we choose? Peace without Krishna or distress with Krishna? Reward in absence of Krishna, reward without a relationship with Krishna, or punishment in a relationship with Krishna? Which one will we choose? Silence. That's what the Bhagavatam is making an offer. And that's why Bali Maharaj makes it to the list of the Mahajans. Because it's not easy. Typically, the conditioned soul will prefer a reward. And he says, if I'm getting a reward, whether Krishna or no Krishna, take the reward first. We'll see later. But here, Bali Maharaj is saying that even if I get a reward without a relationship with you, I do not value that. I value a relationship with you so much that even if it comes at the cost of punishment, I would rather be punished by you. I would rather be punished in a relationship with you rather than having a reward in the absence of a relationship. Therefore, practice of genuine Krishna consciousness is a very serious commitment, and a devotee is always willing to give credit to Krishna and is always willing to understand that yes, ultimately it is His will which is prevailing over each one of us. Prabhu kahe aage kaha shunite pai sukhe apurvamrata nadivahe tumara mukhe. Mahaprabhu glorifies Ramananda Raya and he says, it is an unprecedented flow of nectar coming from your lips, O Ramananda Raya, you are so empowered. Ramananda Raya immediately replies, hrdaye prerana kara jihvai kaho vani ki kohiye bhalamand ki chhuye na jani. My dear Lord, it is actually you who is speaking through me. I do not know what I am speaking is bona fide or not. I have no idea what I am speaking. Mahaprabhu immediately replies, Prabhu kahe mayavadi amito sannyasi. Bhakti tattva nahi jani mayavadi bhasi. I am actually mayavadi sannyasi. I do not know what I am speaking is correct or not correct. And then Mahaprabhu gives credit to Sarabhaum Bhattacharya. And Mahaprabhu says, Sarabhaum sange mora man nirmal hoila Krishna bhakti tattva kaha tahare puchila. And he says, actually in the association of Sarabhaum Bhattacharya, my mind became purified, and I asked Sarabhaum Bhattacharya, please tell me what is Krishna bhakti. Teho kahe ami nahi jani Krishna katha, sabe Ramananda jane teho nahi etha. And he told me that I do not know anything about Krishna consciousness. Everything Ramananda Raya knows. You please go and meet him. And therefore, on the recommendation of Sarabhaum Bhattacharya, I have come here with great desire, great eagerness, great hopes that I will hear Krishna katha from you. And therefore, he says, Tomar thani aila tomar mahima shuniya, tumi mora stuti kara sannyasi janiya. I have come here simply to sit humbly at your feet and hear Krishna katha from you. But you are glorifying me because as per social status I am sannyasi. But if you glorify me, I lose the opportunity to sit in front of you and hear katha from you. And the principle of hearing Krishna katha from you is so important that even if I am sannyasi, even if I am Brahman, I would rather sit here and hear without any upadhis, blocking my ability to hear sincerely from you. And therefore, all I can say is, this is the greatest privilege we can have to hear Krishna Katha. And therefore, he actually, immediately after this verse comes the famous verse, Kibavipra Kebanyasi Shudra Kiranoi Jai Krishna Tattva Vetta Shai Guru Hoi, that anyone can become actually spiritually qualified if they understand the Krishna Tattva. And therefore here, the third element in a community is, the mood is, we have to give credit to others, and we need to always be willing to hear in the association of devotees with great honesty. Many years ago, I was, you know, doing Pujari Seva in Chopati. This is like in the 90s. One young boy walked up and said, I have to offer this to the Lord. And I see here so many people, devotees are bringing many offerings for the Lord to offer. So it was in a bag. So I looked inside the bag. It was, you know, I took out what was inside and I was shocked. It was a boxing gloves. So I looked at the boxing gloves and said, hey, you don't offer this to the Lord. He says, no, I just attended Gita course. And in the Gita course, they said, whatever you do, you should first offer to the Lord. And I'm a boxer. So I bought a new boxing gloves. So I thought, let me offer it to the Lord. I said, even if I offer and give you back, what you will do with it? He says, whoever I hit will get Krishna's prasad. That was his interpretation, offering. So I said, you didn't hear what is the purpose of human form of life, how you should spend the time. So the whole idea of Krishna consciousness is, our priorities transform, our priorities change. So we try to actually understand what is the real purpose of our existence, is to glorify Krishna and to hear Krishna's glorification. And so here, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being a sannyasi, being a Brahman, but still he is willing to sit and hear from Ramananda Rai because he understands the importance of hearing Harikatha is so important. And therefore, Parikshit Maharaj is hearing 10th canto, and 10th canto means already 4 days have passed, 3 more days to go before Takshak will come and kill him. And so when a person is nearing death, if we hear that someone is about to die, immediately our response is, how unfortunate. How unfortunate. So therefore Parikshit Maharaj should have been thinking that I am at the peak of youth. Everything was going well for me. I defeated Kali. I saw Krishna in the womb of my mother. Everything was going well, and suddenly out of the blue, I have been cursed to die in 7 days and 7 nights. The natural response would be, how unfortunate. And Parikshit Maharaj responds to Shukadeva Goswami is, Vayam dhanya tama loke guropi kshatra bandhava vayam pibama muhutatta punyam krishna kathamritam. He says, my dear Lord, in this world there are three kinds of devotees, the three kinds of fortune: fortunate, more fortunate, and most fortunate. Who is fortunate? So different people will have the different interpretations of who is fortunate. What is fortune? Right? But here, Maharaj Parikshit is saying, one who gets the association of devotees, one who gets the shelter of shiksha, one who gets shelter of a guru, he is fortunate. Who is more fortunate? One who gets to hear Harikatha in the association of devotees is more fortunate. And who is most fortunate? One who gets to hear Harikatha repeatedly in the association of devotees is most fortunate. And the way ISKCON has been created is that we get the opportunity to hear Krishna Katha repeatedly. Right? Morning class, afternoon class, evening class, so many classes, and what to speak of online. So, practically speaking, we have that great fortune of hearing repeatedly from the devotees. So therefore, to hear Harikatha in the association of devotees repeatedly is the sign of the greatest fortune. And therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam is transforming our entire vision of how to look at things in this world. So therefore, Krishna consciousness is the process by which we look at things in this world the way Krishna sees it. And therefore, Bhagavatam is called Darshan. And Darshan means it gives you the right perspective. And therefore, typically, before coming to Krishna consciousness, we may have looked at an incident, an event, a circumstance, a situation, a calamity as something unfortunate. But then when we hear the Bhagavatam, when we understand the philosophy, we apply it in our lives, our heart goes through genuine, substantial transformation. And then when we look at that same situation, same circumstance, same incident, our attitude changes. And we are able to appreciate that what has now come is actually Krishna's prasad. It is Krishna's mercy. And therefore, with that understanding, our entire perspective changes. Like in our temple at Chopati, during festivals and programs, 2,000-3,000 devotees come for prasadam. And it's a long line. And seeing that line, people are in anxiety. Will we get prasad? But more anxiety is for those who are serving. That after serving everybody, will we get prasad in the end? So out of that anxiety, many times they start serving smaller portions. And people come and complain, "Arey, this fellow is giving sabji like chutney. Can you tell him to, give a little more liberally?" So what do we do? We make a plate for the person in advance. We make a plate and place it right there. So that while serving, he can, in case of doubt, keep glancing on that plate, knowing that if I continue serving, my future is bright. And then suddenly his whole mood changes, he starts giving double. And then the one who is taking it, on his plate, gets so much of prasad, he tells the guy who is serving, "Arey, don't give so much, Baba, save something for yourself." And he says, "Arey, Vaishnav Seva is goal of life, take it." How this enthusiasm has come, how the perspective has changed, because he understands, I simply need to continue serving, at the end, prasadam is guaranteed. Prasadam means mercy, and Krishna's mercy, Krishna's grace is guaranteed. And therefore, Maharaj Parikshit did not see the impending death as a calamity or as a misfortune, because his heart was transformed and he could see every incident happening in his life as the will of the Lord. He could see it as Krishna's grace, Krishna prasadam. And therefore, when we initially come to Krishna consciousness, our perspective of prasad is what we get in the hand, the halwa and the puri and the sabji, and that is prasadam. Right? And we feel prasadam is something you get occasionally in the temple. But as we spend more and more time in Krishna consciousness, and we get connected to the tattva of Krishna consciousness, start practicing the process, the ultimate goal is to be able to see moment to moment each and every incident, aspect happening in our life as a flow of Krishna's prasadam, as the Brajavasis could see that. And therefore, that is the purpose of a community, to help us understand that. And therefore, the fourth aspect of a community is a place where we cooperate with each other. we cooperate, and we can only cooperate when we see everything flowing from Krishna as His prasad, as His mercy, as His grace. And therefore, that's a very critical element. And here we find that when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was rejecting Prataprudra Maharaj again and again, Kateka kohibai dekhiyata jan chaitanyara ganasabha chaitanya jivan. Prataprudra Maharaj was very eager to have association of Mahaprabhu, and Sarabhaum Bhattacharya was going on describing glories of all the devotees and the names of the devotees who came from Bengal, and he was mentioning all those names one after another, and then he finally said, I'm exhausted. Kateka kohiba e dekhiyata jan. How many names I am going to share with you? Chaitanyara gana sabha chaitanya jivan. The only introduction of all these devotees is they have Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as their heart and soul. That is their life and soul. That's what is the introduction of all these devotees. So Prataprudra Maharaj wanted the Lord's darshan. Prataprudra Maharaj wanted to be blessed by the Lord. But Mahaprabhu was not accepting that. He was rejecting. And so at that point, Prataprudra Maharaj felt totally frustrated. And he said, Papini cha uddharite tara avatar jagaye madhayate no karila uddhar. Mahaprabhu came to deliver the papi and the niche. And he has even delivered jagaye and madhaye. Lord Chaitanya delivered as patita pavan even jagaye and madhaye. But he is not delivering me. Why? And Prataprudra Maharaj says, Prataprudra chadi kaila jagata visnistar e pratigya kori kori achen avatar. Looks like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taken a vow that I will deliver the whole creation except Prataprudra. And he took a vow in the spiritual world before descending. And therefore, because of that vow, he is not delivering me, he is delivering everybody else. But I am also determined. Yadi shai Mahaprabhur na pai kripa dhan kiba rajya kiba deha sab akaran. That till I get Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, I do not care for anything else, including my rajya, my body, and my dhan. And Prabhupada writes in the purport, this is the determination of a devotee in his attempt to capture Krishna's heart. That however difficult the circumstances may be, he is determined that I must try to please and serve Krishna. And in that determination, all the other devotees, they assist in trying to bring this devotee closer to Krishna. So therefore, cooperation in Krishna consciousness means that all the devotees in Puri, they knew that Mahaprabhu is not giving mercy to Prataprudra Maharaj. But they made it their mission, how we can bring Prataprudra Maharaj closer to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And each one was using his particular skill to convince Mahaprabhu to give his grace to Prataprudra Maharaj. Rajamantri Ramanda Vyavahare Nipun Rajapriti Kohi Dravaila Prabhurman. Ramanandarai was a diplomat. Ramanandarai was a politician. Mahaprabhu's some top associates, Rupa Goswami, he was finance minister. Sanatan Goswami was prime minister. Ramanandarai, he was governor. Prataprudra Maharaj was king. Some of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's top associates were professional politicians. Their bread and butter was politics. But after they joined Mahaprabhu, they renounced politics. And they were, their dealings in the association of devotees was not political. And therefore, here, Ramananda Rai, he was diplomat, so he is called here as Rajamantri Ramananda. Vyavahare Nipun. Vyavahare Nipun means he is expert in dealings. Just by looking at someone, he couldn't understand what to speak, what not to speak, so that the appropriate thing can be done. Rajapriti Kohi Dravaila Prabhurman. So he was using all of his diplomatic skills to convince Mahaprabhu to give his grace to Prataprudra Maharaj. So therefore, the association of devotees is to facilitate, you know, cooperation amongst each other so that we bring each other closer to Krishna. In Ramayana, when Lord Ram is in the forest, so he goes to Guha, and Guha welcomes Ram and Sita and Lakshman, offers a nice, you know, bed of leaves and grasses for Lord Ram to sleep on. Sita, Ram go to sleep. Lakshman takes a sword in his hand and he is circumambulating Sita and Ram as they are sleeping. So Guha looks at Lakshman and says, "Lakshman, Sita and Ram are sleeping, why don't you also go to sleep?" Lakshman says, "The goddess of fortune and the husband of the goddess of fortune are sleeping on the grass on the ground. I have taken a vow that till I see both of them back in Ayodhya, sleep in their palace and their palatial bed, I am not going to sleep, and I am going to protect and guard them." And so Lakshman expressed his intentions very clearly. There was no other doubt in that intention. But then Guha, he did not accept those words of Lakshman. So a doubt came in Guha's mind. And that doubt was, Guha thought Lakshman has some ill intention, that in the middle of the night he wants to kill Ram and Sita and take over the kingdom of Ayodhya. So that's what Guha thought. Nobody gave him that service to think like that. Nobody instructed him to think like that. But what to do? Nature of the mind is, any doubt can come any time. So therefore, although Lakshman expressed his intention, but Guha, by seeing his action, doubted that intention. And so behind the bushes, Guha took the bow and arrow and kept the arrow pointed at Lakshman. And as Lakshman was circumambulating, Guha was also circumambulating, thinking, my greatest service to Ram is I will not allow him to be killed by Lakshman. This was his imagined seva. So he took it upon himself. And he was circumambulating, thinking, this is the greatest service I will do. Now, Guha did not know that one more phenomena was happening. Guha's soldiers, who were in the forest, they looked at Guha and they thought, "Are, king usually sleeps on time. Why is he doing like this, circumambulating with arrow in hand?" Some other soldier said, "Looks like he is not satisfied being king of forest. He wants to be king of Ayodhya. He is pointing his arrow at Ram." So that is another rumor. Guha's arrow was pointed at Lakshman. They started claiming he is pointing to Ram. He wants to kill Ram. And then some other soldier said, "We will not allow Ram to be killed. We are all Ram Bhaktas. We have to protect Ram. Yes, sir. Jai Sri Ram." And all the soldiers took arrows in their hands and they were circumambulating behind Guha, making sure that if he makes a move, we will kill him. So in that night, in the middle of the forest, only two people were sleeping peacefully, Sita and Ram. The whole community was in anxiety. So this is called circumstantial misunderstanding. And we are talking about pure devotees. And therefore, even in that situation, this kind of misunderstanding may arise, that everyone's intentions is pure, but somehow when those intentions mix, something happens, and therefore a lack of cooperation manifests. And so we have to appreciate that in the practice of Krishna consciousness, even in the Shastras, examples are many that our cooperation will be tested. And so it's important for us to focus on the practice of the process sincerely. And if some misunderstanding does arise, we should try to resolve it congenially as much as possible. And so, how can this be done? Is that when we give emphasis on the basic activities of Krishna consciousness. So the fifth element of a community is chanting. Sankirtan. Sankirtan means when everyone comes together. Chaudikete sabaloka bole hari hari, premaveshe madhye nritya kare gaur hari. Mahaprabhu is dancing in the midst of all the devotees, केहनाचे केह गाय श्री कृष्ण गोपाल प्रेमेते भासिल लोक स्त्रीवृद्ध अबाल. एंड महाप्रभु इज इंस्पायरिंग एवरीवन टू चैंट इरेस्पेक्टिव ऑफ वेदर दे आर मेन वीमेन चिल्ड्रन एंड दे आर ऑल चैंटिंग एंड डांसिंग इन ग्रेट जॉय एंड सीइंग दिस संकीर्तन नित्यानंद प्रभु इज इंस्पायर्ड एंड ही सेज देखे नित्यानंद प्रभु कहे भक्त गणे ए रूप नृत्य आगे होबे ग्रामे ग्रामे इन एवरी टाउन एंड विलेज दिस हरिनाम संकीर्तन विल स्प्रेड फार एंड वाइड एंड देयरफॉर द प्रोसेस ऑफ कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस इज वेरी सिंपल एंड व्हेन डिवोटीज स्पेंड टाइम चैंटिंग एंड डांसिंग एंड परफॉर्मिंग द बेसिक कोर एक्टिविटीज ऑफ कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस टुगेदर then a certain kind of bonding develops amongst them. Yat shrinvato upayati aratir vitrishna sattvam cha shuddhyati achirena pumsa bhaktim harau tat purushe cha sakhyam tadeva haram vadamanya sechet. Parikshit Maharaj tells Shukadev Goswami, please speak the Harikatha to me, because when we sit and hear Harikatha in the association of devotees, when hearing and chanting happens amongst devotees, then there are five effects of that. Aratir, the distaste for hearing goes away. Vitrishna, material desires come down. Sattvam cha shuddhyati, sattvagun increases. Bhaktim harao, devotion arises in the heart. And fifth, purushe cha sakhyam, friendship amongst devotees becomes strong. Purushe cha sakhyam, tadeva haram, vadamanya set chet. My dear Shukadev Goswami, may I wear this necklace of Harikatha अराउंड माई नेक. ए रूपे आ चंडाले कीर्तन संचारे नाम प्रेम मालागांति पुड़ेला संसारे. लॉर्ड चैतन्य महाप्रभु केम टू गार्लैंड द एंटायर प्लैनेट विद द गार्लैंड ऑफ प्रेम विच इज स्ट्रंग ऑन द थ्रेड ऑफ हरिनाम संकीर्तन. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. And therefore it is described titikshama karunika suhrida sarvadehinam ajata shatra shanta sadhavo sadhu bhushanam. Bhushanam means ornaments. Ornaments is described as medals of victory. That when someone, you know, fights a war and, you know, his performance in the war is meritorious, he is awarded by the government. You know, one of the devotees was drafted and sent to Vietnam War by force. So he said, I was very fearful of fighting, but he was sent. And so on the battlefield in the jungles of Vietnam, he was going with a friend, and suddenly there were bullets from all around. And his friend was hit by a bullet, he fell on the ground. So now, this devotee, he became very afraid that the next bullet is going to hit me. This was before he came to Krishna consciousness. He was a very young boy. So out of fear, he took the dead body of his friend, placed it in front of him, so that the next bullets which come hit the dead body only, and he acting as a shield. So he brought the dead body back to his own camp safely, protecting himself. And when he came back, he was shocked to see that his friend was not dead, he was alive. And the army gave him bravery award for saving friend from battle. So he got the bravery award. So he said, I was not honest enough to reveal under what circumstances I brought. But the bravery award is given. So therefore, when spends his entire life fighting or trying to struggle against the material energy, then gradually Krishna starts releasing the medals of victory. And that is titikshava. He releases some tolerance. Karunika, some compassion. Suhurda sarvadehinam, friendliness towards all living beings. Ajata shatra, to feel lack of enmity towards others. Shantaha, peace. Sadhavo sadhu bhushanam. These devotional qualities are released by the Lord Himself, by the Supreme Government. These are medals of victory awarded in response to the sincere practice of Krishna consciousness throughout our entire lives. And therefore, the chanting of the holy names actually acts as the principle which binds all of us together. keeping Krishna as the center and the focus. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And then, when devotees come together in the process of hearing and chanting the glories of Krishna, the sixth element of a community is we care for each other. The principle of devotee care. That we actually understand that my Krishna consciousness, you know, is very much dependent on how I take care of other devotees, because they are very dear to Krishna. And if I take care of Krishna's devotees, Krishna will be pleased. And therefore, one expresses one's feelings for other devotees by showering care upon them. And so, by doing that, Krishna becomes extremely pleased with us. Because Krishna sees that here is someone who is taking care of my devotees. And my devotees are very dear to me. Api me bhagavan prita krishna pandusada priya paitra satseva prityartham yad gotra syatta bandhava. Maharaj Parikshit is telling that actually Shukadeva Goswami, you have come in front of me because you care for my ancestors, for Pandavas. And because Pandavas are dear to you, Arjuna is dear to you, therefore you decide to care for me by sending, you know, Shukadeva Goswami. So he says that the reason Shukadeva Goswami has come is because Krishna does not care simply for that one generation. Krishna cares for all others connected to that devotee. So therefore care means whoever is connected to that devotee, we care for all of them, just like Krishna himself cares. So therefore the whole basis of progress in Krishna consciousness is we actually care for Krishna's devotees. We actually appreciate and understand that my progress in Krishna consciousness is very much dependent on how I show genuine love, affection and care for other devotees. And if that becomes the priority of our lives, then Krishna consciousness becomes a joyful, blissful process where keeping Krishna as the center of consciousness, consulting devotees, consulting the Vaishnavas, and giving credit to other devotees, cooperating with devotees, chanting the holy names, keeping Krishna in the center, and caring for other devotees, we actually begin to realize that what Srila Prabhupada has given to us is not just physical spaces or infrastructure in terms of a temple, but an ecosystem where each one of us can experience Braj Bhumi, Vrindavan Dham, how in Sri Vrindavan, Braj, each and every devotee and resident is centered around Krishna, serving Krishna, adjusting, moving their will, their desire, their opinions, their thoughts to match with Krishna's desire, so that ultimately the smile on Krishna's face becomes the reward for all the struggles which they go through. Chandrika Vishida Smerai Sa Aruna Apanga Vikshitai Swakarthanam Ivaraja Sattvabhyam Srishtrupalaka. That when we come and take darshan of Sri Radha Gokulananda, there is his beautiful glance and there is his beautiful smile. So the glance of Krishna, the glance of the deities, it does something to us. Chandrika Vishidas Mere Sa Aruna Apanga Vikshitai. Apanga Vikshitai, the beautiful reddish complexion eyes of the Lord, when they glance upon us, upon the devotee's heart, it creates desires to serve Krishna. Enthusiastic desire to serve the Lord is created by the glance of the Lord. And as we start serving, inspired by those desires, we go through struggles and obstacles and difficulties. And when those difficulties come, we may become morose. And then we look at Krishna's smile. And that smile reassures us that there may be difficulties, there may be challenges, but you are on the right track and I am with you. And that smile assures the devotee that in spite of all the struggles and difficulties, your sincere effort to please me is extremely dear to me, and I am extremely happy with your sincere effort. In one temple in New Zealand, the devotees, they wanted to serve two sets of deities, but there was place only for one. So they decided that, okay, we want to have both sets of deities, and there is very little space, so they made revolving altar. So in front, they installed Gornithai, back to back, they installed Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra. Right? And the altar could revolve. So Prabhupada came, he offered obeisances to Gornithai. When he got up, he saw Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra. So he got totally bewildered. And he said, what is this? These deities or rolling stone? So then Prabhupada said, okay, your enthusiasm is good, but you know there are certain rules and protocols. You can't just do whatever you like. But Prabhupada said, you know, in the initial days, people were not so qualified to do deity worship because they were only a few months in the movement. But Prabhupada had that faith that if they get an opportunity to serve and take care of the deities, Krishna will take care of them, and gradually their heart's desires will get transformed. And therefore, in every ISKCON temple, their lordships, they actually are at the center of everyone's existence. And Srila Prabhupada has mercifully given each and every community of ISKCON to actually be modeled after Sri Vrindavan Dham. And that gives each one of us a major responsibility, that our consciousness, our attitude, our moods should aspire to be in the mood of that of the Brijavasis. And that Raghunath Das Goswami, in front of Giriraji, when he gets the Giriraj Chila from Mahaprabhu, he says, Nirupadhi Karunena Sri Sachi Nandanena. Mahaprabhu, out of his causeless mercy, has gifted me to Giriraj. Tvai Kapati Shathopi Tvat Priyanarpitosmi. Although I am unqualified, although I am filled with cheating propensity, you know, still Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is merciful. Iti khalu mama yoga yogyata mam agrihanan nija nikata nivasa dehi govardhanastvam. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not considering my qualification or disqualification, he has offered me to Sri Giriraj. And that's our greatest hope, that although we may be unqualified, our disqualification does not stop us from aspiring from the highest. And that aspiration to practice Krishna consciousness with great love and devotion, modeling the Brajavasis, is something which Srila Prabhupada has given us as the greatest gift of our human form of life. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.